It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good day to you. How are you out there? It's a Fraxis Friday. As always, it's a Fab Four Friday. And it happens to be March 10th. This is Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Tuneforce. We kind of spread out across the dial now. We're 106.3, 106.5, 106.7. Soon we're going to have 9 and 1 and 5 and 6. And, you know, and we'll see. But anyhow, those are our three frequencies right now. So depending upon where you live, one of them is going to come in really great and the other two are going to stink. But that's just the way it is, you know. So you pick the dial position that works best for you. And if you travel through Mojave County, you might find you have to switch back and forth just a tad. That does happen sometimes. Hey, a couple things to tell you about. It's Cover to Cover Club Read 5 Library Book Time in the Mojave County Library in Bullhead City. And if you read 5 books between now and the 15th, and you're between the ages of 4 and 12, you'll win a free In-N-Out cheeseburger or hamburger. Yeah, what a great deal that is. So if you have questions, call the library in Bullhead City at 928-758-0714. And there's a great concert tonight at Lee Williams High School at 7 o'clock, put on by the Sounds of Kingman. And you can go to soundofkingman.com for more information. And then there's a musical at the Suddenlink Center tonight at 7 o'clock, tomorrow 2 and 7, put on by the, here's the website. It's rcctc.booktick.com for more information. Or just go up there to the Suddenlink Center. I'm sure you can get a ticket and go in there tonight at 7 o'clock. It's the River City Theater group that puts that on. So how cool is that? All right. Like I said, it's Friday. It's Fab Four Friday. Or in this case, it's going to be Paul McCartney live in concert. And we welcome one of our favorite guests, Kristen Ott, the CEO, the head, everything. But you don't ever let that go to your head. We were talking off the air. You're getting calls at 2 and 3 in the morning. There's not too many CEOs across our country that happens to.
No, I think, we're a family-owned and operated company. So I think when you have a smaller organization, you kind of boots on the ground a little
right.
bit more.
It's funny you say family-owned and operated, but how many of the rest of your family got calls at 2 in the morning?
I guess that's not their job, right?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
mine.
It's family-owned and operated, and the family all points at Kristen and go, you run it.
Yeah, it's kind of intrinsic. I was born and raised we're just hard
yeah.
workers.
And,
you know?
Well, and not only that, but you were born and raised with a grandfather in Kingman that was like the doctor,
yeah.
you know? And there wasn't in that time there wasn't a whole lot of doctors, you know, when you go back in your youth in Kingman.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Lingenfelter was it sometimes.
Yeah, he was the one of the first four in Kingman.
Yeah.
He ended up in Kingman. He saw a need, and you know, he before he passed away, he wrote a book about all his stories
while he
was there, and it's he had a lot of humor on top of being a physician. But he told me, he goes, Kristen, I delivered babies. I went to the hospital. I was a vet. You know, you're also the jack of all trades, boots on the ground when
yeah.
there's only four
wow,
physicians.
Wow, four in Kingman. Now look at it.
Yeah.
There's four in every corner.
Right. And we could do some more.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we're all short still. Yeah.
yeah.
I know Warm Sea here, they would love to hire another, you know, half a dozen mm-hmm. general practitioners to work out of an office, you know, and see patients. And it's just that's the way of the world, I think, in healthcare everywhere.
Yeah, it is. You know, we really hope to get some good quality physicians and just more in general for our community. It's important that our community has quick access to care that they need. Yeah. And I think part of that is having a community that's intriguing for them to want to move here as well.
That's it too, yeah.
Yeah. You not only have to convince the husband, but you also have to convince the family, right? Or vice versa. It could be the female that's the physician, but...
When I opened Harrah's, we had one guy in HR that was responsible for housing because they're bringing so many people in and hiring so many people. They had to find housing for them. And after 2 months, we'd have people walk into HR and go, my wife's had it. We're going back to Vegas, or we're going back to Utah, or we're going here, or we're going there, or you know, Tahoe, rather. And it was the spouse that said, nope, we're not staying here.
Yeah.
So it's a family decision, and you're lucky. Your whole family's been here forever, and now you're a mom of two, and your husband works in Kingman, and you're back and forth, but you got to love it.
I do. You know, I do love the rural community. I love the simplicity of being able to, first of all, you know a lot of people growing up in this community, right? And I enjoy that. I enjoy that a lot. And then I think being so busy, everything is just in a rural community. I love the ability to go to my children's school and be at work, and everything's within 5-10 minutes. Which really makes it convenient for as busy as we are.
Right. If, unless you have to go up Stockton Hill at lunchtime.
I don't really leave for lunch, but if my child calls and says I'm not feeling well, within 10 minutes I can get to the school and get them to get them home. Yeah. And back to work.
Go in, have some soup. I'll see you in a couple hours. But their kids are old enough they can do that.
They are, we're thankful to be at that stage with our children. Yeah. So obviously if I needed to stay there, we would do that.
Right.
But
that's a transition when your kids go from like 6, 7, and 8 to being a teenager, and they can make a bowl of soup, make a sandwich, you know, stay home alone, watch TV when they don't feel good.
And rest, We're very grateful to be at those ages right now.
And they're also not to the age yet to where they can say, Mom, can I have the keys?
Yeah, we're not there. Also thankful for that.
Yeah, so you're at a great age right now with your two.
Yes, we are.
And they're both very active in sports.
We are, yeah, they are. They're very active in soccer. We are just down here in Bullhead, and we really enjoyed the soccer tournament that was held here a couple weeks ago.
And then I was at lunch with my friend Mi Jung from the bank at Laughlin Ranch, and there was you and your family.
We really enjoyed lunch up there, and, you know, we don't get to come down here as a family very often. I'm down here for work, so it's just so beautiful up there, and we enjoyed that time. But, yeah, we came down that Saturday and that Sunday all day long and enjoyed the soccer fields. There was a lot of kids over there.
Yeah. Well, that's the Colorado River. I forget the exact name of it. Jeff Tipton's looking. He's going to text me probably.
Yeah.
But it's Colorado River Tournament, and it's huge. I mean, every field is being used for 2 days.
Yeah.
And I think both your kids played twice each day?
Yeah, they played twice each day. I had a niece from, they live in Lake Havasu. She played, I think, twice each day. So we were there with all their soccer tournament or their game times. We were there from the very beginning of the day till the very end. And what a great asset for this, for Bullhead, though, to have those fields.
Well, and it is. And they're level, they're flat, and they're maintained. I mean, I can think back a few years ago when Sam Medrano was very worried that he was on city council and the grass was not turning green all the time, and come to find out where they were using effluent to water it and it didn't have the nutrients, you know, and so they had to switch and put it in a pump and a well, and now it stays nice and green.
Yeah, there's a lot of soccer families in Kingman that would love to have that in Kingman.
Yeah, well, they can always come to Bullhead anytime they want and play and practice.
We will do that.
But so your family's busy.
Yeah, we're very busy.
And your husband's in the car business.
He is.
Yeah.
He just went into the car business about a year ago.
At a famous car lot, Hill Brothers. Oh my gosh, 66 auto sales.
Yeah.
He didn't just start, you know, at a corner lot. He went right for the gusto.
Yeah, you know, they've had just absolutely love the Hill family. They are the nicest, and they just had a really good reputation on top of that with their car business. Couldn't be more grateful to transition into something, because that's, you know, you want to walk into an ethical business and that care about their customers.
You know, the thing that Jim and Bill Hill did really, really well was they resold to the same family more than once. Mm-hmm. And they helped them. Yeah, the interest rate was a little higher, but they didn't have to go through a bank.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of buy here, pay here, to someone like you and I, you think, oh, why would I ever do that?
Mm-hmm.
But to some of these families, it was a blessing.
Absolutely.
You know, in Kingman and in Bullhead City.
Yeah.
And Bill Hill's card over here on the wall.
He
supervises me during my show, you know. But, yeah, the two brothers started a fantastic car business, you know. And then Steve, Bill's son, is up in Idaho, and he has a car lot.
Yeah.
And then they still own the one in Fort Mojave, I believe, and they lease it now to Finley.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and 66 Auto, I think, is probably the largest car lot in Mojave County.
Yeah, so we're very grateful for Mike Hill, Renee Hill, and Carrie Jo Hill. They just really mentored my husband and, you know, as far as just making sure he doesn't want any of that service to change. He's just walking in saying, we're not changing anything.
And that's the biggest part.
The
branding of the Hill Brother name and the reputation. But your husband's not crazy. I mean, he can maintain that.
Oh, yeah. I walked into the bank to make a deposit the other day, and the lady on the other side asked about it. She somehow knew. I think just with the name, and we banked there. And the gentleman next to me that was making a deposit, he goes, oh, yeah, that's where I buy my cars. They're amazing. Same thing. And I was like, the Hills just have that great customer service reputation.
They do. And quality cars.
You know?
I mean, they'll get a bummer, but then they got to fix it and they'll get it running for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, every once in a while, that one comes through that they bought at auction and it didn't quite look better than what it was. But that's why they have mechanics. So
yeah.
So now let's talk about the gardens.
Okay.
How is the gardens in Kingman?
We are doing fantastic.
Good.
We are. We just got through our annual Department of Health Service annual survey.
Okay.
That was probably about 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago now. We got zero deficiencies.
Oh, wow.
Which I've been there with the company for 16 years, and I don't recall ever getting zero deficiencies.
Wow.
So just super excited for that facility and the staff there.
Did you buy pizza for all your staff?
Oh, yeah. We cook and celebrate.
Yeah, you have to.
So with that, I know without going through those surveys, they look at med error rates. They had zero. They look at care. They had zero substandard care. They do an emergency preparedness survey, and we have it's about a day of questions on what are you doing with this and this and this. Zero tags for our emergency preparedness. They had zero life safety tags, which comes to your fire safety, your building,
good,
the maintenance of that, which that takes about a half a day to go through that.
And you have to go through it with them.
We do.
Right. Yeah.
It usually, depending on how it goes, it can take anywhere. A short survey is about 3 days.
Wow.
The longest survey we've had they could be there a week and a half, 2 weeks, you know.
Wow.
So, yeah, we got through it pretty quickly, and the staff did amazing. Zero infection control tags.
Wow,
you know,
fabulous.
That's just a lot to say with the COVID pandemic. And,
right,
you know, they look at there's a lot of things they look at with infection control, even when you take COVID out of the picture. But,
oh, yeah.
Again, just really grateful for that at the gardens right now. And, we're getting ready to redo their break room. It's ready
for a
refresher. And that's
for the employees?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
kind of a reward for this doing everything right.
Yeah, you know, it's a place where they work 12-hour shifts, and it's a place for them when they take their lunch to just, we want them to just take a breath and eat and have a place that's clean and relaxing and
right,
calm. So, yeah, I was in the break room here a little bit ago measuring it out and seeing what we're going to do. So we're getting ready to do that, which is a fun project for them.
Right.
We have a new administrator in training. He's actually, I'm currently the interim administrator for a short period of time, but
okay,
we have an assistant administrator who's training under me. He's been with us for 10 years, but is a lifelong resident of Kingman.
Oh, good.
He's very excited. It's nice to see his energy in that facility.
And who's that?
His name's Jason Edwards.
Okay.
So he's been with our company quite some time, and again, very familiar with the company, with Kingman.
You're comfortable with training him and helping him move into that position?
Very excited for him. Yeah, the energy he brings. He's rounding all the time, you know, just making sure we're on top of things. And just his excitement to be able to make a difference is pretty exciting
to
watch.
You said he's rounding all the time, but that's got to be kind of tough when you go, I need a break. I got to go for a walk. But you go for a walk and you're gone for an hour because the residents talk to you. The employees talk to you. By the time you get back, you go, I'm glad I got back here. I got to finish this.
Time for another round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fabulous. All right, let's take our first break. If you have questions, 702-298-1063. You can give Kristen and I a call. She'll be more than happy to answer your questions. The River Valley Artist Guild has a third annual car classic home show at the Fieldhouse this weekend, and also the 23rd annual classic car and bike show is at Don Laughlin's Riverside Resort Hotel and Casino. I happened to go there yesterday for something and I saw him setting up in the north parking lot. If you have questions, call Lewis 661-289-0352.
Why pay for storage when you can own your own building? Hi, this is Robert with The Shed Guys, your locally owned and operated portable building specialist. 16 styles and 7 models, 8x12 up to 16x40. You pick your options and we'll deliver your pre-built unit, balance, and level. Come see me and let me help you own your shed. 5160 Highway 95, south of Walmart, Fort Mojave, or call me at 928-758-7224.
The Laughlin Ranch Bar and Grill provide the perfect spacious dining for a business lunch, family dinner, date night, or just because you're hungry. Monday evenings is karaoke, outdoor barbecue coming late May. Added for lunch, the Ranch Club, Buffalo Chicken Club, and the Arizona Philly Cheesesteak. Ask about the 75-seat meeting conference room. Join us at Laughlin Ranch Bar and Grill overlooking the golf course. Call 928-754-1243.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery delivers with Butcher Block, a hearty man's breakfast combo or steak quesadillas or country fried steak and eggs for lunch or dinner. First breakfast is served from open to close. Or how about top sirloin steak topped with garlic butter, mashed potatoes, and veggies? Add mushroom, shrimp, soup, or salad. Or try the steak and pepper skillet. It's yummy. Butcher Block breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Only at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit mojaveelectric.com/broadband. That's mojaveelectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
We recently spoke with former residents of Revive Behavioral Health.
How much support do you have now versus through your 20s?
I pretty much lost everything, all relationships. I have a son. I wasn't involved in his life for the first 4 years of his life. So I was pretty lonely, which drove me to come here to Revive. Today, I have a group of friends I call family. I'm actively involved with my son. So I would say it's a night and day difference, 100%.
Revive, 928-296-8898.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by East West Financial Services. If you're thinking about retiring in 2023, you want to sit down for free with Jack Mafara. East West Financial Services specializes in retirement and estate planning and principal protection. He's got offices in Kingman and in Bullhead City. You call one number, make an appointment, and you sit down with Jack for free. It's 928-888-9828. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Hey, it was a little chilly when you woke up this morning. Well, it won't be tomorrow, but it could still get chilly before the month is over. So how's your home or office heating system? Is it going to make it through the season? Well, in Bullhead City and Needles, people call Arizona Comfort Solutions. Let them service your comfort tools, your thermostat, your furnace, your heater, heat pumps, whatever you have. Arizona Comfort Solutions can take care of them all. Call them up, 928-758-2400. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Hey, grab your friends and family and plan to attend Laughlin Ranch on Friday night, March 31st, for an evening outdoor concert with the sounds of the Eagles. Get your tickets now for Eagles Tribute Band, Outdoor Under the Stars. The end of the month, the weather will be great. General admission is $50 and $100 for VIP. You'll sit at a round table and they'll bring you food and beverage. And then there's going to be an after party. To get your tickets, go on LaughlinRanch.com. Mojave Mortgage, if you're looking for some money, maybe you want to buy a new home or maybe you want a home in the Hualapai come summer. You want to get away. Well, you can do that. And if you need some money, you call Chad Hansen. He's the founder, CEO, and dishwasher at Mojave Mortgage. You call 928-288-2691. And you go into his office, you sit down at his big desk, and you say, I need $280,000 for a really, really, really nice cabin in the Hualapai. Okay. So then you start filling out a couple pieces of paper when you want that kind of money. Then you look up and he's gone. There's no wall. There's no door. There's no solid walls all the way around him. Where'd he go? Well, his chair is a dumbwaiter and he goes down into the vault and he gets your $280,000, brings it back up and hands it to you. It's that simple at Mojave Mortgage. Almost. No, you don't get to look in the vault. Get some of Chad's money. Call 288-2691. Back in the USSR. All right, back with Kristen Ott. We were talking about the gardens, and I mean, you have got to be so proud of your staff and yourself as the boss when you have no dings whatsoever on a report from the government who grades you.
Yeah, no, you know, the survey process, like I said, when you're being graded for several days and you add how many hours, minutes, and you know, I do feel on my side it's a snapshot in time. They look back over a period of time, but they're only there for a specific amount of time to
right.
dig, you know. But just very excited about them and where we're headed. And we still have a lot of work to do, but you always have work to do, right?
When they come in, do they talk to the residents at all?
They do. They talk to the residents. They'll call their responsible parties.
Oh, wow.
They'll talk to staff. They very much pick up the phone and call or talk to individuals in the facility.
Boy,
so.
If they ever did the legacy, you could always have them call Eric Fox at ProFit because he used to come in here and brag about how the care his mom and dad both had up there.
Yes.
At Legacy in Bullhead, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, he would be your own commercial in here by himself talking about the care he got and was so happy for his parents to be there and get that kind of care. And that was even during COVID when his dad was there mm-hmm. and he was getting the FaceTime and stuff. And he knew that was the best thing right then.
Yeah. It's individuals like him that make what we do just that much more fun.
Right.
When you get the compliments and, you know, those kudos for what we try to do our best to do every day for our patients,
yeah.
you know.
But when you hear it from their family, then it kind of sinks in that you are doing the best.
It is. And we all say that's what makes you feel good when you go home.
Right.
You know, that, hey, we are making an impact in other people's lives and it's a positive impact. And
yeah.
that's the goal at the end of the day.
So when you came home and told your husband and kids, we got zero dings, where did he take you for dinner that night?
I can't remember that far back, Larry.
Oh, it was 3 weeks ago.
My kids always say, good job, Mom. Good job, Mom.
Yeah, but that should have been a celebration.
Yeah,
you know?
No, it is. It is a big, and honestly, even a bigger celebration, honestly, with the staff who are there day
right.
in, day out, you know, show up, go to work, and do what they do for the residents. I mean, it's incredible.
And you've had some staff members that have been with you a long time.
We have. We this year, actually, we just celebrated an employee at the Legacy Rehab and Care Center. She, at the moment, is our longest-standing employee. She, in February, we were in survey at the Legacy.
Right.
Hit her 25th anniversary with us.
25th?
25th.
So she worked with your grandfather.
Yeah. Yeah, she
wow.
knows a lot of history. if I can't quite remember, I go, Carrie, do you remember this? And she does. And
wow.
We have another gal who's my age, and this has been her first and only job since out of high school, and she's hitting her 25th year with us in
wow.
December. So wow, two at cool. 25. But yeah, we have a lot. I just celebrated one last week, 16 years.
Jeepers.
Yeah. So we've got a lot of employees that we just value them very much.
And that has to sink in with you and your family that what you're doing is good, what you're paying is good, because they stay.
Yeah.
You know.
We become a family outside of our own family, right? The home away from home. We spend a lot of time together. And I think individuals out in the community know what that's like when they say, you have my work family.
Yep.
We just definitely work hard, but we take care of each other and we care about each other.
That's fabulous. And long-term relationships like that are so valuable. Like you said, when you can't remember something, you go to her and, I remember that. You know? All right, let's take another break. We're half past the hour. And Monday, well, first of all, Paula Boy has Jim in the studio, and then he has United Way and Dr. Mick Hall. And my new time starting Monday is 10 a.m., and we'll have Terry Tumlinson in the studio. Stick around. We're going to come right back. Oh, yeah. Sea moon. Thank you for listening to Speak Out 2.0. Our phone line, if you want to call and ask our guest a question, is 702-298-1063. Once again, 702-298-1063. We'll be right back after this break.
Retirement and estate planning can be complicated. Hello, I'm Jack Mafavre, founder of Eastwise Financial. I specialize in retirement planning, estate planning, asset protection, guaranteed retirement income, and investments with principal protection and final expenses. I have over 30 years' experience with many different plans available. Some plans even start paying immediately. Call me. Talking and questions are free at Eastwise Financial. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
Hi, this is Arnold. Spring into Chevrolet Certified Service at Bradley Chevrolet. See Diane, Ricky, or Chad for a free alignment inspection. And if you need tires, you're in luck. The Spring Tire Event is going on now with a $100 rebate on select tires. Plus, we offer a price match guarantee. For all the details and all the rebate offers, visit BradleyChevrolet.com or BradleyChevroletParker.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Mojave Electric continues to support education with 18 $200 classroom grants for educators to purchase materials, equipment, or supplies for a special school project. Submissions are now being accepted from teachers and schools in MEC's service territory until March 17, 2023. Applications are available on www.mojaveelectric.com or at our member service office at 928 Hancock Road. Apply today. It's more than an apple. It's financial support.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
No need for a drive-thru, no more cold cereal. More and more people are enjoying breakfast at ProFit Kitchen, serving fresh veggie omelets, avocado toast, freshly made granola, or a fiesta burrito. Only at ProFit Kitchen in Bullhead City. Let Chef Eric and crew make your healthy breakfast when you order it. Healthy, filling, and great tasting. You can even order a week of breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Pick them up each day or all at one time. ProFit Kitchen's full breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu on their website, ProFit Kitchen, KITCHIN.com.
Hi, I'm Russ Mascari, board member of the Havasu Freedom Foundation and past commandant of the Lake Havasu City Marine Corps League, inviting you to join us on March 12th as we unveil your commemorative pavers honoring your loved ones on the newly laid portion of the Havasu Memorial Walkway. The entire community is welcome to join us for this historical ceremony. For updates, visit the Havasu Memorial Walkway Facebook page. Be part of history on Sunday, March 12th at 10 a.m. in the village under the London Bridge. Thank you.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, brought to you by Barron Services, experts in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial, experts in swimming pools, home or commercial, plus experts in pest solutions, home or commercial, and Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. Alarm systems, pools, pest solutions, one number, call Barron Services at 928-758-5499. Shed Guys, locally owned and operated, delivering pre-built portable buildings. Pick your size, pick your windows, pick the door type, the ramp, you want a porch, they can do all that. Stop by and see the selection today at 5169 Highway 95 in Fort Mojave, just north of the Walmart. Or you can call Robert at 928-758-7224. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. They're getting ready to celebrate St. Patty's Day next Thursday. Corned beef and cabbage, garlic, baby red potatoes, and carrots. Yes. So Thursday, think about St. Patrick's Day, 11:30 in the morning till 9 o'clock, only at Perkins in Bullhead City. Go in there and see Rick and Gene and the whole crew. All right, back in the studio with Kristen Otten. We've been talking about the gardens, but you have two facilities side by side. Your grandfather got carried away, didn't he?
He took care of patients.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in each one's, how many beds?
The gardens is currently at 58 beds, okay. And the Lingen Filter Center is 88 beds.
Wow. You have a lot of residents.
There is, yeah. And, you know, the Lingen Filter Center is just a really unique place. It really services the whole county. We, you know, I think I've mentioned before, we get referrals from not just the county, all over the place.
Wow.
I think the one that I always remember and I mentioned to you, one came from New York one time, which that was kind of interesting, coming to Little Kingman, Arizona. But the loved one or family member lived in the area and wanted to get their mother, you know, back over to her. So,
sure.
Yeah, they are busy over there. I think yesterday she was at 75, 76 census out of 88 beds.
Holy cow.
They really provide a really unique service at the Lingen Filter Center. It's just a really nice building.
Because part of that is memory care and
Alzheimer's, dementia, yeah. Behaviors, and all those. It's a secured facility. So if someone's wandering and they have dementia, you know, a lot of times they're
right.
You hear the
open
stories,
a door and leave.
Oh, well, open the door, walk down the road. They can get hit by a car, so it's secured. You know, you hear the stories of the loved ones where they're getting dementia. They turn on the stove. They don't know and leave it on. So there's just situations like that where at home you can't watch them 24/7. A spouse, you need to get some rest, right? So it's our job to have the staffing 24/7 to make sure they're safe.
And besides the staffing, like you said, it's a secure facility, so doors have to have a code or a lock, and you got to worry about all that too.
Yeah, so the windows all have a little, they open up so far, the windows aren't the fire exit, so we can do that.
Right.
The doors lock, there's a code to get in, the courtyards have taller wrought iron gates with locks, and so it's pretty,
right.
But it's secured and the gates are higher. So.
And that's really important to a family member to know that their loved one that's in there can't escape or, you know, isn't going to wander out into traffic.
Yeah, it's our job to make sure we keep it secure. And, they just went through their survey also a couple weeks ago and only got one citation.
Oh my gosh.
We had one employee that just forgot to use hand sanitizer one time, and that was it.
Yeah.
And but they are a 5-star rated facility and honestly have kept high ratings for a very long time. So.
Well, and you need that because, number one, again, there it goes back to the family who's got a loved one there. They realize it's a 5-star. It's not on the news last night. They were just showing some facility in Phoenix and just the sores on this guy and whatnot, and how this place has been cited and told to fix this, and they're not doing it. And if you see that, you have to sit back and go, "Well, that's not me. That's not my facilities."
Oh, it's the staff. I give all credit to them and the administrators and the ones overseeing it. And talking about the teamwork, it's everybody to make sure that doesn't happen.
And you have some volunteers too that like to come in and help out.
We do. So, you know, it's been interesting when the COVID pandemic hit, you know, the federal government told nursing homes, I remember it was March 13th, they said, shut your doors and no one's coming in. And, you know, it still has affected the nursing homes. A lot of people have watched the news and see the loved ones across the windows, but they're not able to come in. They're trying to communicate with their loved ones. A lot of FaceTime via electronics.
Right.
But they had us lock down those doors to prevent as much spread of COVID as possible.
Sure.
They are now, our regulations have, through CMS, have loosened quite a bit with visitors and volunteers. And so we're working to try to get back to normalcy. We have the bookmobile from the library in Kingman that comes over.
Oh, good.
They bring books, and the residents love that. I'm really looking to try to get some service dogs back up in the gardens.
Ooh.
The residents love that, you know, where the dogs come in and just have some interaction.
Yeah.
Some licks and kisses, you know,
yep,
from the dogs.
Oh, yeah.
So we're looking for those. We're looking for some more music groups to come in. They love music, especially live music and
right,
entertainment. So we're looking to, you know, we kind of have lost some of these connections over 3 years.
Yeah.
So we're really trying to look for some more volunteers or the ones that came and just say, hey, let's get this get some normalcy back in these buildings once again.
Yeah.
Church services, all these different things.
Right.
So
call Lee Williams High School and ask a marching band to come perform outside.
Come on in. Yeah, we had a motorcycle group a couple weeks ago. And they were all in front of the facility, and the residents just loved it.
I'll
it was
bet.
just awesome. Again,
because those type of riders, their bikes shine, and
yeah,
they like showing them off.
They're in their leather, you
yep,
know. They show up in their awesome, beautiful bikes,
yep,
and you know, it's just something that changes up the residents' day.
Right.
You know, they're not very mobile. You know, they're at the facility a lot, so we really try to bring a lot of these services to them. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's good. We have opened up the dining. I walked out there yesterday, and, you know, it's fun. You walk in, they have the music going, and it's
oh,
the
good
genre the residents enjoy. They got their menus, and just, again, trying to get that activity again.
Good.
Yeah.
And like you said, volunteers can help with some of that.
Yeah, we love volunteers. We have to get a few things on the HR side to make sure everything's safe before they're, you know, with the residents. We got to do background checks,
sure,
ask for COVID cards. Just, again, make sure we're screening them well before they're around
yeah,
our resident population. But once we complete that, yeah, we're really wanting to open it up as much as possible.
Grant, fabulous, fabulous. Now, how's Legacy? That's yours also. That's in Bullhead. But that's another whole facility and a whole group of people.
Yeah, they're doing great. They also got their survey a couple
yeah,
weeks ago. They really hammered us. We got 3 surveys within 4 weeks.
Wow.
So,
One ding, Kingman, how many in Bullhead?
We got 5, which is really, really good.
Okay.
All as well. We got 1, which was just a paper tag for social services. We didn't complete 1 form. That was the 1. And then we got 4 life safety tags, which that building's the oldest of all of our facilities.
Oh, it is.
I know WarmC built it years ago.
Yeah.
So life safety is, again, when they come in and they're looking at the facility, you know, the fire sprinklers,
right,
your generators, your discussion rings, all the different things. No holes in your stuccos. Are your
outlets yeah,
they're intact? They look in every room.
Sure.
And so that's the oldest of our buildings. So we got 4 smaller life safety tags, but they were fixed before they left.
Oh, good.
They were all quickly fixable.
Right.
So, again, everything else, they had 0.
So, and again, as the CEO of these 3 buildings, you have to feel pretty happy that your staff keeps them up, you know, and maintains them to this level.
Yeah, you know, we are unique out there when to be family-owned and operated out there. There are more corporate facilities.
Right.
So actually, you know, you talk to the surveys a little bit, and they can tell where they're like, you guys are different. And I go,
yeah,
I know we're different. I hope that's a good thing.
Well, and this goes back to the family-owned and operated, that it's the personal touch, you
mm-hmm,
know, and you want to keep the skills level of the employees high, the TLC high, and the patients happy.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do that when it's yours. Sometimes mm-hmm, in a corporate atmosphere, you can't make those changes.
Mm-hmm.
But you've kept your grandfather's morals and standards right on through. So when someone says, why are we doing this? Because my grandfather did it. Don't ask questions.
<you know? laughs>
Well, Dr. Lingenfelter said 25 years ago.
We were chuckling yesterday. We did some office changes at the gardens, and we're figuring all that out. And our activities director, who's been there a long time,
right,
you know, here's another one. She had all these photo albums. Again, you have them on your phone nowadays,
right? Yeah.
But we had the old photo albums from when the gardens was first
wow,
built, and just Christmas parties and Halloween parties. And Yeah, just really fun to look back at
all
the different activities and the people. And some of the people are still with us.
It's funny you say that because my wife just ordered a box of pictures yesterday. It came, and I go, why did you? She goes, because I still like pictures. Okay. And they were all – I said, aren't these all on your phone? She goes, yeah, but I'm going to put them in albums. I go, okay, it is fun to be able to still touch – like I have all my family's albums, my mom's, my dad's, mm-hmm. and you go through them, and of course now I go through them, and I don't know half the people in them, mm-hmm. but they are fun to go through, and as you're moving things around and sit back and go, oh, yeah, there's my grandfather, and there's that worker, and,
Yeah, no, it was fun. We had an old employee yesterday that worked for us for 20-something years. She retired, and she moved to Phoenix.
Oh, okay.
But has some friends still in Kingman, and she just walked in. Say hi.
Just say hi.
Just wandered around in both buildings. She knows everybody.
Yep.
And so, again, it's that extended work family. And
right.
So it's nice that she's comfortable and just coming back in. And it's nice to see she's doing okay.
And they still have relationships with some of those employees, to say, hey, I told you I'd say hi when I stopped into town.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
It was really fun yesterday to see her.
Do you often bounce employees between the two buildings because they're side by side,
Yeah, we share employees actually amongst all three facilities.
Oh,
we sent
okay.
one of our CNAs down here to Bullhead today.
Oh,
so
okay.
that was my first text this morning coordinating her in our company vehicle. So, yeah, we have a Gardens CNA down at the Legacy today. Legacy is busy. We got a really high post-acute census right now. A lot of individuals coming in for therapy.
Okay.
Which is great. I mean, that's what we're here to do and
right.
provide that service. We recently, in October, we brought our therapy services in-house, so they are employed by our company, and so again, physical, speech, and occupational therapists. So
right.
we're actually looking, if anyone out there is interested, for a full-time occupational therapist and a full-time physical therapist assistant at the Legacy because we are so busy.
Wow.
So, yeah.
There's time to up the staff.
Time to up the staff.
Gosh, wow, that's fabulous, though.
Yeah, so they are working out up there.
It's a good position to be in.
It is, it is. It's just nice to see, again, the activity back in the nursing facilities
right.
again. This is what it always was.
And you don't have to separate them because some of those people are only there for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't have to separate them from the long-term residents that you did a few months ago or a year or two ago because of COVID.
Yeah.
Now you don't have to do that.
Yeah. So they're up there. And, and these residents that are here just for therapy, their length of stay is usually about 18 days that they're with us. And so, again, we got some really amazing therapists up there. We were contracted with a company, and every single one of these therapists decided to stay with us. They didn't leave when we went in-house. They all stayed.
Fabulous.
So, yeah. So they seem happy, and we're happy. And, again, I think with it being more of a not a huge corporation, we can they probably feel more part of the team.
Well, and you can maintain issues without someone's approval above
mm-hmm.
you.
Yeah.
So when an employee, when you're walking through Legacy and an employee says, Kristen, you got a second? I want to show you this over here. Da, 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 da. You can go, yeah, let me get that fixed or let me get that replaced or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
Because it's you and it's the family and it's going to get accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about the rehab, and I had a neighbor of mine who broke his hip actually mm-hmm. in the parking lot of one of your buildings, but he was just they're doing something, and he fell and broke his hip, and I think he's about 81,
mm-hmm.
But he's pretty active and mobile, and they fixed him at Warm Sea, and they shipped him over to Legacy, and I think he was there about 7-10 days,
mm-hmm.
and then he was back home, and he was like, I feel great.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so he had nothing bad to say. It was all positive, and,
good.
And I had to go get his truck because his son called me and said, can you go get my dad's truck out of that parking lot?
Yeah.
And I go, well, sure, And so I went and got it and took it back to his house, and then he went to sell that truck like about 6 months later, and he had to clean it out, and his son was there. His son lives in California. His son's there helping him clean out his truck. $6,000 in the door.
Oh, my goodness.
In cash.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said to the son, I said, why don't you tell me that before I move the truck? But he all good things to say about Legacy, mm-hmm. and that's what you want to hear.
I couldn't be more thrilled with where the Legacy's at right now.
Good.
Yeah, the team that we have there currently just our director of nursing, our administrator, just our department head team, our staff, or just the caliber of the education and what they're doing right now.
And that's another administrator that you kind of homegrown and moved into that position.
Yeah, she's just very passionate. She told me one day before we started our training, she goes, Kristen, I want everyone from even Vegas to know I want to go. They want to go to the Gardens in Bullhead or the Legacy in Bullhead City. And I said, well, you and me are on the same page, my friend.
Yeah, well, she wants to spread the word.
She wants to be the best, yeah.
Wow, that's great. That's a good person to have in charge. Mm-hmm. All right, on our last break, stick around. We're going to come right back. Let's tell you about the Chloride Annual St. Patrick's Day celebration this Saturday, a parade from 9 to 3.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom.
Meet me at Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and we'll spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, there's the best.
Are you seeking a career opportunity in a healthcare setting where you can make a difference in the lives of others every day? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center is looking for compassionate, caring individuals to join our team. If you're a nurse, certified nursing assistant, work in environmental or dietary, we would love to meet with you. Apply online today at thelegacyrehab.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
When was the last time your home or business heating system was serviced by professionals? It's time now to prepare and have your heating system serviced to last during our chilly season. You don't want your system to fail or break down on a cold winter night. Arizona Comfort Solutions can service your heating system and keep you, your family, or employees warm. In Bullhead City and Needles, call 758-2400. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Stay warm. 928-758-2400.
Barron Services, family owned and operated on the Colorado River since 1991. A family business with high standards. Barron Services supports our Boys and Girls Club, Rotary Club, and many other civic organizations. Barron Services believes in quality, experience, and family. Barron Services are experts in security alarm systems, home or commercial. Experts in landscape installation, home or commercial. Experts in pest solutions, home and commercial. Barron Services, Bullhead City, Laughlin, and Needles. 758-5499.
Hear ye, hear ye. You talked, we listened. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. If you took advantage of the low interest rates within the past 2 years and don't want to change the terms of your first mortgage, but you still want cash to build that RV garage or casita, fear not. Mojave Mortgage now has a home equity line of credit available. For more information, visit MojaveMortgages.com or call 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 100185.
Well, it's that time again. The world-famous Barrows Car Club, High Desert Hyundai, Culver's, and a host of other great sponsors present the third annual Tri-State Classic Car and Home Improvement Show at Anderson Fieldhouse right here in Bullhead City, March 10th through the 12th. All proceeds benefit the Mojave County Canine Unit, two shows in one, home improvement and classic cars. It promises to be a great time. We will see you there.
Hey, Jude. Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. They continue to support education with 18 $200 classroom grants available for the educators to purchase materials, equipment, supplies, special projects in their classroom. And if you know educators, that $200 doesn't really go very far. They spend more than that. Don't tell their husbands, probably every month. Submissions can now be accepted by MEC for teachers in the MEC territory through the 17th. We've got about one more week. Applications are available at MojaveElectric.com or call MEC at 928-763-1100. Pro Fit Kitchen, the healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. Healthy breakfast, healthy lunch, and healthy dinner. If you've said in 2023, I'm going to lose weight and get in shape, well, you better add ProFit Kitchen to your diet. because that's what they do. People order meals for the whole week, and they go in and pick them up on a Sunday. They're set for lunch. They don't have to go anywhere, no drive-thrus. They're good for the whole week. See the entire menu, and you can even place your orders at ProFitKitchen.com. That's K-I-T-C-H-I-N.com. And ask them about catering. Yes, they do that. The Laughlin Outlet Mall, your place to eat and shop. Downstairs, we got the ice cream shop. They're open today. Yeah, doing good business over there. Upstairs, Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. We got the burger place over here downstairs. Levi's store to the Vitamin World upstairs. The Boot Barn to the movies to the Pendleton store. Plus five businesses on the front of the mall. Check us out. TWN Communications, three different services, one dependable connection. Enjoy fast, reliable fiber internet. I have it. I love it. I've never called them. I don't know that. I've never called and said something's wrong with my system. Plus, you get digital phone and TV streaming service, all from TWN Communications in partnership with Mojave Electric Cooperative. Take the next step and pre-register today at TWNcom.com/Mojave. And what you're doing by pre-registering is you're telling them, I'm interested. You're not committing to anything. You're just saying, I'm interested. Bring it to my neighborhood. And that's what they'll do. You can also stop by their offices on Silver Creek Road behind Glam RN. All right, we're back with Kristen Ott for just a few more minutes here. We got about 3 minutes left. And we're talking about staffing and positions. And, you know, when I read the live copy for the legacy, I always tell people that if you're interested in healthcare, they can start off by going through the CNA program with you guys on the clock.
Yeah, absolutely. It's free to the students. You can apply on our websites for any of our facilities. You just go to the homepage. There's a brown button that says apply for a position, and you can just search for student, and it takes you right to apply for the class. So we have an RN instructor that she has the classes for our facilities, and again, once they graduate, get on the floor, we have a lot of opportunities internally for growth and our own internal scholarships for those who want to continue to grow and become a nurse.
That's fabulous, because I say, you know, once they get that certificate, they're going to make more money too. And who doesn't want that?
Yeah. You know? Zero out-of-pocket costs to be a nurse.
Yeah.
It's just showing up. You know, we're looking at that, and we're looking at performance and behavior. Those are the things, like the qualities that we want to grow.
And you do that in cooperation with Mojave Community College.
We work with Mojave Community College on clinicals. We work with Arizona at Work. They bring a lot of individuals for our class.
Okay.
They say, hey, can we put some people in your class? And
sure.
We say, absolutely. So we really work with the community and all these different entities to get the CNA students through the class, and either in our facilities or, you know, some go to the hospital, wherever they need to go.
And you do that in Kingman and in Bullhead?
Yes.
Right. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
If people need to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
They can reach me at 928-718-4852 and just ask for Kristen Ott, and the receptionist will send you my way.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming down.
Thank you for
having
me.
Good information. I'm proud that I have a friend who is the government has no complaints with.
I'm proud the staff got us there.
Yeah. You should wear that hat proudly, you know.
Oh.
Just to think that you've got six dings between three companies they were all taken care of before they left the building. How cool is that?
So proud.
Yeah.
Just really proud. Yeah.
All right, Kristen, thank you so much.
And thank you.
Enjoy your drive. Are you going up to Legacy, or are you hanging out in Bullhead for a while?
Heading out in Bullhead and then heading back to Kingman.
Okay.
Thank you
so much. All right, that's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. Mr. Sean Hannity is coming your way after the news. Have a great day.
And in the end, the love you take is equal to the
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.